Today we're building an old-school DNB Impact in Ableton Live 12, the kind of hit that gives a track that classic jungle and rave pressure right before the drop. Now, when people say impact in old-school drum and bass, they usually mean more than just a big sound. It's that whole moment, the pressure building, the space opening up, then the hit lands and suddenly the tune feels like it's about to tear the room apart. So in this lesson, we're going to build a reusable impact rack using stock Ableton devices, and we'll make sure it works for intro tension, drop cues, breakdown stabs, and those darker switch-up moments. The big idea here is layering. We're not relying on one sample to do all the work. We'll split the impact into separate roles: a sub-impact for weight, a mid-hit for punch, a noise or texture layer for air and movement, and a rave stab for that unmistakable old-school attitude. Then we'll route everything through one impact bus so it glues together like a single event. First, create a new audio track and name it DNB Impact Rack. Then set up four layers: sub-impact, mid-hit, noise or texture, and rave stab. You can keep them as separate tracks and route them into one bus, or group them if you want to stay tidy. The main thing is that each layer has a job. That's the mindset to keep throughout this whole process. One layer should handle the click, one should handle the body, one should handle the space, and one can add character. Let's start with the sub-impact, because this is the foundation. On the sub-impact track, load operator and set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn the other oscillators off. Then shape the amplitude envelope so the attack is instant, the decay is short, sustain is zero, and release is brief. You want this to behave like a quick physical thump, not a long cinematic boom. If you want that classic descending boom, add a fast pitch drop as well. Start the pitch around 12 semitones higher, and let it fall very quickly over a tiny slice of time. That gives you that old rave-style downward smash. After that, clean it up with EQ8 so anything above around 120 Hz gets out of the way. Add a little saturator with just a few dB of drive and turn soft clip on if needed. Then use utility to make sure the sub stays mono, because the low end should feel centered and solid. One important teacher tip here: keep the sub short. Old school doesn't mean muddy. If the sub hangs around too long, the whole impact stops feeling sharp. We want hit, then vanish. Next, we build the mid-hit. This is the chest punch, the part that gives the impact attitude in the mids. On the MIDHIT track, load simpler and drop in something with edge, like a chopped MN fragment, a tom, a rimshot, or even a short kick transient. The exact source is less important than the role it plays. You want something that reads clearly on smaller speakers and gives the hit some rude presence. For processing, try drum bus with a little drive, maybe some subtle crunch if needed, but keep the boom low or off. Follow that with a compressor using a fast attack and medium release to tighten it up. Then use a EQ8 to trim away mud below roughly 80 to 120 Hz and add a small presence lift around 2 to 5 kHz if the hit needs more bite. If this layer sounds too polite, push it a little harder. Old-school impact is not supposed to be glossy and perfect. A little attitude goes a long way. Now we add the noise and texture layer. This is where the impact starts to feel like space is opening up. On the noise or texture track, load operator again and use noise as the source, or use a sample like Final Crackle, Tape Hiss, Reversed Cymbal, Crowd Noise, or a Jungle FX texture. Shape it with a quick attack and a longer decay than the other layers, because this layer should bloom and then fade. Then process it with auto filter, starting with a low pass around 8 to 12 kHz and automating the cutoff so it opens before the hit. Add a little echo very subtly, just enough to create depth, and maybe a small reverb with a short decay. If you want it wider, use utility to open up the stereo field, but keep an eye on the low end. This layer should spread the energy, not blur the whole mix. A useful coaching note here is to think in transient roles, not just layers. If two parts are trying to do the same job, the hit usually gets smaller, not bigger. So if the sub is doing the weight, don't let another layer fight it in the same frequency area. Now for the real old-school flavor, the rave stab. This is the moment that instantly says jungle or classic rave. On the rave stab track, load sampler or simpler and choose a chord stab, organ stab, piano stab, or detuned synth hit. Keep it short and tight. You're not building a pad here. You're building a statement. Shape the sample so it's trimmed tightly, with a short decay. Add auto filter for motion, and if you want a bit of grit, a light dose of Redux or saturator can help. A little chorus ensemble can add movement too, but keep it restrained. If the stab is too wide in the low mids, high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the sub's lane. Here's a useful old-school trick. Let the stab be a little rude. It doesn't have to be perfectly clean. In fact, a tiny amount of detune or harmonic mismatch can make the whole impact feel more vintage and more aggressive. Now let's talk timing, because this is where the impact really comes alive. A strong old-school DNB impact usually works in this order. First the reverse swell starts, then the noise rises, then the stab lands, then the sub hits dead on the grid, and finally the tail drops away quickly. That timing creates tension and release in a really satisfying way. If you're using a reverse layer, start at a half bar or a full bar before the hit. Let the stab arrive slightly before or right on the downbeat. Make sure the sub lands exactly on the one. That slight sense of impatience is part of the vibe. It feels like the track is lunging forward. Once the layers are behaving, route everything to one impact bus and process the full stack together. On the bus, start with EQ8 to remove any sub clutter below 25 to 30 Hz and tame harshness if needed around 3 to 6 kHz. Then use glue compressor lightly, just enough to hold the layers together without flattening them. A ratio around 2 to 1, a moderate attack, and auto release is often a good starting point. After that, add a little saturator for density and maybe some very subtle drum bust if the stack needs more aggression. Finish with utility to check mono compatibility and keep the low end centered. The goal on the bus is glue, not punishment. If you squash it too much, the impact loses its punch and starts sounding overcooked. Now we move into automation, because old school impact is really about movement. Automate the noise filter opening for the hit, then snapping back after. Automate reverb wetness on the stab so it blooms into the space and then tightens back up. You can also automate the drive on the saturator a little bit into the hit, or widen the noise layer and then pull it back in. That contrast is what makes the impact feel like a moment, not just a sound. If you want to work fast in Live 12, use clip envelopes first. That's a great workflow trick. Before you build huge automation lanes, sketch the changes right inside a clip and test the shape quickly. It's much easier to hear whether the impact works when you can iterate fast. Arrangement-wise, think like a DNB transition. For an 8-bar section, you might have drums and bass holding steady for the first few bars, then start the noise rise, then bring in the reverse swell and filter movement, then let the stab appear with a drum fill, and finally slam the full impact on the downbeat of the next section. The big idea is to leave space right before the hit. The less clutter you have just before impact, the harder it lands. That's one of the biggest old-school lessons here. Negative space is power. If you cut the bass for a beat, thin out the hats, or mute a ghost pattern right before the hit, the impact suddenly feels way bigger. You're not just making sound louder, you're creating contrast. A strong practice move is to build three versions of the same impact. One can be clean and functional, with just sub, mid, and light noise. Another can be more rave-forward, with a stronger stab and wider texture. And a third can lean darker and more broken, using an amen chop, more grit, and less reverb. That kind of palette gives you options across the whole arrangement. And once you've got a version that works, save it as a rack preset. Give it a name you'll actually remember, like old school impact dark, rave pressure hit, or jungle transition slam. Then make variations: clean, dirty, wide, sub heavy, stab heavy. That way you can move fast on future tracks instead of rebuilding the whole thing from scratch. So to recap, build a clean sub hit, layer a punchy mid-transient, add noise and texture for movement, throw in a rave stab for character, route everything through an impact bus, and use automation to shape the tension and release. Keep it short, monosafe, and full of contrast. That's how you get that old-school DNB pressure that feels like the tune just kicked the door down. All right, next up, take the same idea and test it in context. Drop it at the end of an 8-bar intro, at the end of a breakdown, and right before a bassline switch-up. Listen to which version hits the hardest, and which one feels the most like old-school rave pressure.